Welcome back. We are on with Brandon Martinez, and he is the author of Grand Deception, Zionist Intrigue in the 20th and 21st Centuries. Can I mention what your name used to be, or
my old pseudonym? Yeah.
Yes.
Sure, go ahead.
You used to be known as Zion Crime Factory, and which is perfect. And we had a lot of interviews, and I posted a website on the schedule page of the interviews that we did, and there are a lot of them. And while some of the links are no longer viable, the interviews that we did are still there, so you can still listen to the MP3 files, and it's they're very educational, very interesting. I was thinking about I was thinking about some of the books that I've read, like Architects of Deception by Yuri Lina and Elizabeth Dilling, The Jewish Religion, Its Influence Today, and it was formerly titled The Plot Against Christianity. And there are a lot of books that were written years ago that people should look at and get some sort of sense of history about how all of this occurred. And it's just right. Very, very interesting. And this was planned. It was not something that just occurred naturally. It was something that was planned. And Bernard Baruch and so many other earlier people worked with generals and military people so that they could control the world, merge the races, abolish borders, eliminate the royal families, and establish the Zionist state. So it wasn't like just a small group. They had people in other countries who were totally indebted for some reason, whether it was through their own ideas or through the fact that they were paid or otherwise encouraged through, well, a lot of things. There were a lot of things.
Yeah, those are some of the good books that people need to look at. Another one is The Controversy of Zion by Douglas Reed. It's one of the first books that woke me up, actually, many years ago. I remember that was how I became red-pilled. I found there's a good website by a guy who used to sell a lot of these books. I forget his name. He died a few years ago. His name escapes me, but he had a website and he sold all these books, like Yuri Lina's books and Controversy of Zion. And those books are a fantastic education on this. And of course, you can never find that in anywhere other than the internet, because they are banned pretty much.
Sure. Absolutely. Okay, we do have some callers. Let's take Rita in Illinois. Rita?
Hello, neighbors.
Hi, hello. How are you? Yes, welcome.
I'm mad. Okay, because I live in Illinois. And, I'm talking to people, and the demoralization is complete, I guess. Because, do you know, Deanna, that starting this year, we're going to have K-12 LGBTQ classes for the children, and K-12, 13 years, it's gay history. And did you know this one? Did you know that the wonderful governor of Illinois, he lost his brother in 2015, but he gained a sister? And the kids are all going to have an LGBTQ hero. And I talk to the people and I say, hey, who's your, just in line, grocery, at the store, hey, who's your LGBTQ hero? And people say, well, I don't know. I'll tell you who it is. It's Jenny Pritzker. And the first billionaire trans woman. Who knows if he had an operation? Very cute. Go look him up. He's really a cutie. Anyway, And so the children, and I'm telling them, they don't seem to be angry, you know, and I've made up little flyers of the governor and his brother James, who's now Jenny. He's a colonel in the army too. And, so anyway, and the side by side of Colonel James Pritzker and then his, alter ego, cause now I can wear his pantyhose legally. Anyway, and I put the two of them together and a picture of the governor. And I said, so the governor lost his, you know, what he told you in 2015, he lost his brother, but he gained his sister, you know, and now all your children have to learn K through 12 LGBTQP. And I looked at, you know, Colorado's doing it, other states are doing it, and Target, I guess, Target is one of the companies, the big corporations, they're behind it. Anyway, and so here's what they're, one of the things, hey kids, and then someone's going to come in, and, you know, like raise their hand and touch their, by their genitals, hey kids, who in here likes to touch themselves down here, you know, to make themselves feel good? And if a kid doesn't know that you could do these things and feel, well, somebody can tell me something. These people are going into the schools. Now, my suggestion, everybody, but nobody seems to care, is like, you know what, you get your tax bill. When you see that part with the education, you get a big black magic marker and put it next to it and say, I'll pay all my taxes except this part. I'm not paying for it. You know, but they don't seem to care. I saw a Muslim woman in the KFC with her daughter. And then there's this other fat lady with her stupid kid. And I says, hey, what do you think of this? And I pulled out my little flyer with the pictures of beautiful Jenny, the first trans woman billionaire. And I says, there's your LGBTQ. How do you feel about it? And the Muslim lady says, it's good. It's good. And then the other lady, oh, who cares? You know, and the lady in the dollar store is telling me she's terrified for her daughter with the human trafficking, and she's got a blonde-haired black daughter, and she says, in school, these kids are running around, the boys are running around grabbing each other's wee-wees, you know, and it's making her sick. And so anyway, this is it, and the governor's brother in Illinois, he's the first billionaire trans woman, he's your Illinois, if anybody wants to know. Who's your LGBTQP hero? It's Jenny Pritzker, the first trans woman. Very cute.
Well,
anyway,
okay, let's have Brandon respond.
Can I say one more thing?
Family. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
The Pritzker family are a Jewish billionaire family that dominate the politics of Chicago. I think they're the ones that put Obama into power, and into power, and now they are promoting transgenderism. Like this is just like a continuation of the Talmudist mission from the very beginning, and it's really no surprise. The LGBT agenda is lurid. It is an odious attack on our civilization, and is meant to harm. It is meant to injure our countries and to disfigure them, right? There's no other explanation for why they're pushing this on to 5-year-olds.
It's obvious.
Wow. When my children were in school, I did not allow them to take any sex education classes because I felt that that was something that was a very private thing that they should, that anything of that nature should be taught within the home according to the belief system of the parents and not to be taught by somebody who is going to spread heaven only knows what. So I think that we do need to protect our children, but if you don't know what is going on in school and you're busy earning a living or whatever, you're not going to pay any attention. And if it comes from the school system, well, they are authority figures, and somehow parents cave in. But I think you have to stand up and protect your children from these things. Take a stand.
Well, that's my suggestion. It's like, see, the thing is, Saul Alinsky said the idea of the thing is worse than the thing itself. And I've got rules for radicals here. And they had that one where I think they were going to take a poop in O'Hare Airport or something like that. And they threatened everybody, we're going to take a poop. And they just got it.
Gosh.
And they did,
wow.
And they cleaned it up. So, and wow. Stalin said, that we don't let people have guns, but we do. Why do we let people have ideas? Because ideas are worse than guns. And the idea I'd like to get out, but it's very hard to do with social media because I'm banned all the time. But the thing is, I'm shadow banned. Only the wicked can speak out there. Anyway, and then just put forth the idea, you know, because I said to people, I play music, a band mix. It's called Warn the Wicked. Is my little band, but I can't get anyone to play with me. And then get out there and say, hey, you know, just put that idea, a big black X for the education department, or education section of your taxes. And then put, I will not pay for LGBTQ. But the thing is, we call the people who don't want this homophobes, but the people who are enacting this are the homophobes, because they're afraid of the homosexuals. They're afraid to say, oh, you know, the LGBTQ, I don't want to say anything bad. And you know, I talk to a lot of people. I take those little flyers when it's warm up. I drop them in people's windows. I show people in the stores. I leave them in the drawers of toolboxes at Menards. I leave them all over. And the thing is, it's at the resale shop. I leave them all over. Aren't you people mad? No, they're not mad. And they really don't care. Oh, well, they're going to do what they want to do. And you know what Henry Ford said about that? He said, there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Okay, Brandon, your comments?
That's why homeschooling is something that I support, because these schools have been totally infiltrated by these radical Marxists who try to get at the children very young, at a very young age, for a specific purpose, which is to indoctrinate them into the cult of LGBT and hopefully, from their perspective, persuade them to join it. Because these perverts are trying to recruit more people to their cult, to their lifestyle. This is like a form of grooming, and that is why they are doing this. And
exactly what
the
it
government is.
Is
aiding and abetting them in this despicable effort.
Right. Homeschooling is definitely something that I would do if I had small children. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for your phone call. And I'm going to cut you loose and we'll move on to our next caller. Let's take Chance. West Virginia, Chance.
Yes. Hello, Deanna. Hello, Brandon. Outstanding show. I'm sorry I missed the first half, but it never fails. Once again, as usual, that damn white privilege of mine forced me to work so that I could eat and not live under a bridge. Brandon, I got a question for you. I would imagine an honest white psychiatrist or psychologist would have a field day trying to figure out why only the white race could be convinced to disrespect and hate themselves so much. It amazes me.
Yes, I agree. I don't understand it either. I mean, it's a question that people have asked and investigated, and there's really no solid answer for it. I think, I don't know if it's based on the genetics of whites or why they're so susceptible to it. I think the principal cause, obviously, is that whites are being targeted with the propaganda more so than anyone else. And the conditioning is so strong, being there from in the schooling system and in the universities, in the media, and that kind of propaganda blitz has been so powerful that you know it's irresistible. Most people cannot fight it and break free from the brainwashing because the information is not given to them or it's not made freely available. They have to find this by themselves on the internet, and so that's where we find ourselves, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, it only stands to reason that if you can get people to hate themselves, you certainly can get them to hate others. That's even easier. I mean, it's amazing. You know, I have to wonder, Brandon, this deviousness that's being perpetrated on the American people, it's got to most definitely be rooted in satanic occultic practices of long ago, because I can't see any other way that a normal human being could be capable of such wickedness. And you have a response to that?
Well, on my website, I've been using the term satanic more and more often, because when you listen to these leftists and Marxists, I mean, they appear to be satanic. Like, there was a guy that recently was videoed at a university screaming, slash Republican throats. And he kept screaming this at the top of his lungs. I mean, these people are like possessed by the Exorcist, you know, and then there's other examples where there's drag queens who are performing rituals where they're cutting babies in, out of their stomachs. You know, it is sick, it is degenerate, and I believe it is satanic. Yes, they are Satanists who worship death, and everything that they promote leads to death on a societal scale.
And you know what? You know what I can't understand, Brandon? I can't understand how people can't understand how one tribe of people can be kicked out of so many countries in the course of history. I mean, you have to say to yourself, all these countries can't be racist. It's impossible. What are the odds of that? There has got to be a reason. Wouldn't you agree with that, too?
Of course, and you know, they don't want you to ask that question, though. They just simply want you to take at face value their claims that this was based on just irrational rage or something. It's utterly ludicrous and risible, their narrative, but the fact is that they have so much clout over the media and to be able to convince people of things that are just ridiculous, right? And so it's not that difficult to refute them, but it's just difficult to get the message out because they snuff out anything that doesn't suit them. And we're seeing that on YouTube and all the social media. I'm banned from everything. I'm banned from YouTube. I'm banned from Twitter, Facebook. And so this is what we're up against, total censorship.
Well, Brandon, you just keep getting the word out and keep up the good work. And God bless both of you now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's take Richard in Alabama. Richard?
Hi. I want to talk about the welfare system. Want to talk about welfare? If white girls were allowed to behave like black girls and live off of welfare the same way they do, and if they were allowed to have white babies and get into the free housing and the free electricity and all the free programs, then the white population would rebuild its population. We could come back demographically. But the system hates white babies, and everybody knows it all the way down to middle school. All the girls listen to the older girls, and they know, don't have a white baby because you will not get the free house or any of the other benefits. You must have your baby must be black, otherwise you don't get that nice Section 8 house. And if your baby is white, then the family court is going to come looking for your child and try to steal it. And if your child is stolen, that child will not go to a white foster family. They will go to an interracial foster family. And by the way, one race foster families are disappearing and being replaced by the interracial foster family. A black he and a white she can make $100,000 a year and live in a free house with their, you know, their white children. And it's been this way ever since the days of Martin Luther King. Let
Brandon what? Respond to what you said.
Well, they're pushing the interracial families, and on top of that, the homosexual families. Two dads, two moms.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
And that is not
who do you call? Yeah, it's amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Incredible. Okay, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, welcome back. I love that song. We still have Richard on. Did you want to make another comment, Richard?
Well, it's racism, obvious, and it works on the minds of the white children. They know they are victims of racism, and they know they should keep their mouths shut. It works on their minds, and it makes the white boys extremely fearful and pessimistic. The white boys no longer have any confidence that they can become a father or raise a family. They just feel like they're doomed anyway. So why not just become a tranny? At least you get your move away from the bottom of the rung, you know. You're not completely at the bottom. If you move up to a tranny, then you're a little better than white.
Well, I think I don't know whether you can say whether they think this way or not, because it depends on how old a child you're talking about. Because if you're 2 or 3 and your mother says, well, today you can dress like a girl and tomorrow if you want to dress like a boy, I don't think that they have the rationale or the reasoning to say, gosh, I wonder why mom is doing that, or I wonder why dad is doing that. I think they just have trust in authority figures, which, of course, parents are. When you're talking about authority figures, you can go back to Kinsey and the information that he spread out to other physicians. And so I think it just depends on each individual about how they're going to perceive this.
The authority figures in their lives are the welfare executives. The people who run the welfare system and the school system are the power structure in the minds of the children.
Sure. But before they even get to school, I think their parents have to take a stand on what their beliefs are and protect their children from such evil. That's my opinion.
If they can afford to have a child.
That's true. But that, we're talking about children, and assumably they have a child in order to be able to address what we're talking about. So children are just have open minds, and they trust the people that they are around. They trust their parents. They trust the authority figures. They trust the school teachers. They trust nursery leaders. And that's an unfortunate situation to be in that many children find themselves in. Thank you, Richard, for your phone call. Okay, let's take Donna in California. Donna?
Well, I was reading the 22 goals of Zionist communism in America. And, you know, I can see that there's definitely an infiltration into our churches. Now, I belong to a very small church, little country church of no more than like 30 people, maybe most 50 people at a time. And recently our former minister retired, and they brought us this new guy. And he was fresh out of seminary school. We were his first church. And I could tell by his teaching and preaching that it was a false Christianity with some undertones of communism. For one thing, it says to infiltrate the churches and replace real religion with social religion and discredit the Bible. He told us that the King James Bible was false and we didn't have to bother reading it. And so I saw that as a red flag right there. Also, when I was going to school in the 50s, we used to say the Lord's Prayer every morning before class. We would, in unison, bow our heads and say the Lord's Prayer, stand up and salute the flag and start our day. Well, they've eliminated that prayer. Of course, we know that now in 1963. So, yes, I see the communist goals being fulfilled in our churches, too, now. Definitely infiltration. Now, I know the big mega churches like John Hagee and the Christian Zionists, they've been infiltrated for the last, 20 years. But I never thought it would come down to a little small country church like mine. But witnessing what I did with this new minister who's very young, I started seeing it in my church, and I quit the church because of it.
Yes, the agenda, of course, was to liberalize Christianity and to break down the traditional teachings that are specifically around gender and around sex. So the traditional sexual mores of Christianity were what held the society together for so many years, promoting the nuclear family, modesty, and all these things. The Marxists had to break it all down so that people would become decadent, would become rebellious, experiment with all of this bizarre fetish crap that they're pushing now. And ultimately, they wanted to just remove Christianity altogether so that it would stop being an impediment to this Jewish sexual revolution that came out in the 1960s. And what you're describing is just, you know, the further deterioration of these Christian institutions where they're pumping out priests that are pushing just the most degenerate stuff. I mean, I've seen rainbow flags and stuff. Like, it's just crazy at this point.
Right. Well, see, they wouldn't go so far right now in these little country churches as to push the LGBT yet. They wouldn't accept it. But through little increments, they are destroying the Christian churches through the, you know, discrediting the Bible and that type of thing. But, no, I know that this has happened to most of our churches today. But this infiltration is definitely, I'm witnessing it. And like I said, I'm not going to go back to the church anymore. And I've tried to help the people in the church see that he's a false minister, but they don't see it. They think because he's a theologian that he knows everything. But that's not always true. But anyway, and I want to thank you. It's a good show, and that was my comment.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We also have to recognize that there are cultural things. If you consider Gloria Steinem in the 60s, who was working for the CIA, and the influence that she had over the women's movement, Betty Friedan, and it just happens. It happened incrementally, where society just simply changed. And it's very unfortunate. Did you want to say anything about Donna, or shall we move on to Dave in Michigan? Dave is gone. Okay, let's take Lenny in California. Lenny?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I would like to put a question to Kevin. You know,
Kevin?
If I'm, that's his name, right?
Brandon.
Brandon Martinez, sorry. I would like to put a question to him. If I'm correct, in my studies of the nature of the people that you have been discussing today, and if I'm correct, they've been expelled from white European countries 109 times. Is that a correct number?
I believe that's correct, yeah. I've heard 109, 110, around there.
Okay, so we'll agree on that. So if that's happened 109 times, then you would have to say that it is within a nature of a people to do what they do, to be expelled 109 times. So my next question would be, who expelled them 109 times? And if it's in their nature to do what they do, being that who expelled them, the white Caucasian male, it is in your nature to do what you do, eventually. And they know what's coming, which takes me back to an early part of the program. And you spoke about the Pakistani grooming gangs over in England or Great Britain. And but there was a part of the story you didn't get to, and that was it was a Pakistani prosecutor who saw what the gangs were doing as an affront to Islam and brought it to the forefront. That's how it made the news. Now, the likes of the Rothschild BBC, which I quote as British buggering children, they don't call it that for nothing, because they've been hiding the types of Sir Edward Heath, Jimmy Savile, and we can even just go on to Prince Andrew. They've been hiding behind the likes of the Pakistani gangs to continue doing what they've been doing. This is the core of their religious worship, man. Okay? It's the sacrifice that the pedophilic, satanic rape and sacrificing of children. So it's not like that. It's not like that.
You're speaking about Judaism. That this is inherent. Well,
yeah, I'm thinking about the satanic. Yeah, I'm talking about the satanic practices of these people who are hiding behind the Pakistanis. Now, I'm not condoning what the Pakistanis are doing because it's wrong. And that one prosecutor saw it as an affront to Islam and turned them in. Okay, but what I'm saying is they need a scapegoat to hide behind, just like all the people who this country is the, you know, this country is the thug. It's the thug.
Well, I would say that they're both, both of those groups are guilty and should be dealt with accordingly. I think they are protecting elite pedophiles. Not all of them are Jews, but a lot of them. And like Jeffrey Epstein, for example, and he was his job was to kind of gain compromising information on these elite politicians to blackmail them. Some say he worked for the Mossad. You know, I haven't looked into it too deeply, but this is the case. And it seems to me like they are privileging brown and black people in our societies and allowing them to get away with crimes because this is like some kind of like psychopathic revenge fantasy where they want to humiliate the white race.
We're in total agreement there. So, but what I'm saying is that it's not like they give a damn about the brown, yellow, and black people. Okay, they're just scapegoating them to later be used as weapon systems against the white race. Because, like I said, if it's 109 times in their nature to do what they do, and you've expelled them 109 times, then the 110th time is going to come naturally. Okay? So as to Chance and what he was saying about what he was asking, why is it that the white race is like this? I'll tell you why. Because you have this altruistic gene that's self-sacrificing, which I do admire in your people. Okay? You had to have it to survive the Ice Age. You could have never survived the Ice Age if you had not worked together and did what you did. And any time a race of people or a genetic code of people come out of that kind of genetic pressure, okay, it makes them the type of people they are. The people of color never had to undergo that kind of evolutionary pressure. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, so
yeah,
so
that makes sense to me.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that, you know, the people, scientists who study population dynamics understand that it is very dangerous, okay, for a people to rape, pillage, and rob an indigenous group of people, particularly white people, and not leave them anything. If you're going to steal, steal. But don't steal or be a parasite to the point to where you kill the host. You see?
Right. I would say that you know, as far as the altruistic gene is concerned, you know, I'd have to look more deeply into that. Kevin MacDonald has tried to posit that same theory. It certainly is plausible, and it could be perhaps why whites are more susceptible to the kind of self-hatred and pathological altruism that we see today. I don't think it's our death now. I think we could overcome that gene and fight against the forces that are trying to extinguish us.
I agree, and I'm saying that is going to happen because, you know, you've had this gene, but eventually you wake up. You have done it 109 times in the past. Nature is nature. Nature is consistent. That's what I'm trying to say here. Okay, but go ahead.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I think also you brought up a good point with Jeffrey Epstein is the fact that, well, first of all, I don't believe that he's dead. And I do believe that that he did involve politicians in activities that they would not want to be publicized. And that is a way that certain entities like Epstein can control politicians. And you can kind of tell the ones that didn't make the grade because somebody comes out and says, oh, the so-and-so, Dennis Hastert, for instance, he apparently was disobedient because somebody came out and said, well, this is what he did when he was our coach. So we can see that if you divulge what one politician has done, it will keep the rest in line. It's also very interesting that when you have an assassinated politician, that is also indicative of the fact that, oh, this is what happens to you if you are against our policies and you decide that you're going to go a different way. So there is a way of influencing our politics in many ways. And when you've been kicked out of a place 109 times, you can't say, well, gosh, those people have it wrong. It's indicative of the activities that get you kicked out.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, I understand you, Brandon, where you're coming from in the commercial, because I can see it so apparently. And there are a lot of commercials with white women and black men, and they know that genetically speaking, the only way the white man can come back into this world is through breeding with his white woman. If he bred with a black woman, it's still going to be a child of color. Okay? So, you know, I understand what's happening there, and I'm not angry with you for being upset about your women. You know, as a black man, and I understand that, you know, when it comes to, I think it was Malcolm X who said, you know, no nation can rise above the worth of what is perceived as the value of their women. Okay, so true. As a black man, I understand that from you. I mean, and I totally respect it of you. You know, so what I want to say is, you know, I get it. I get that you're upset about it, and you have a right to be upset about it, because as a black man, you know, I'm funny as hell about my black women. And sure. Any man, is the standard biological model for any species is monocultural, not multicultural. You cannot love anybody else until you first love yourself.
And you have you want to perpetuate your own family, and not have it. It's just a natural instinct to perpetuate yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. If you look out on the Serengeti.
Okay. Let's let Brandon respond, and then we're going to cut you loose and take some other callers. Okay.
You can take the next call. It's good.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Lenny. Let's take Francis in Missouri. Francis?
Thank you, Deanna, for accepting this call. I very much enjoy this show that you're doing right now. We are in a state of confusion that has never happened before on this planet, on at least this go-round. And I would like to offer something with the word Jew. People want to call the bad guys Jew. Well, that's a modern term. The town of Jerusalem was originally known as Jebus, where the Jebusites lived. Now, there were 11 other tribes, all genetically related. And those are the bad guys. There is nothing in the Bible with respect to the word race except for a timed event. Never is anybody described as a black man, white man, yellow, green, or purple. They're only described as either a good man of breath, or a Canaanite. The Canaanites, being the Jebusites, Hittites, Hivites, Girgashites, so forth like that, are the genetic mutants that are the offspring of Satan. And the way that they want to eliminate the man of breath and the good man is by inbreeding, to mongrelize the entire world. And until people start going back into history and finding out, for example, who is the enemy, when you just label a term Jew, you're not including the other 11 tribes of evil people. And until people start studying history, then they're doomed to repeat it. The only problem is this time, the genetics are being wiped out of the good so-called white-skinned people. We're not white. We're more like a pale color. There's no black people out there. That's an insult to my nannies and the people I lived with and people I worked with. That's an insult to call them black. Because black is the color of Satan. And it galls me to have that happen. To people to discriminate by color of skin, we should be discriminating by the genealogical basis. All anybody has to do is take a look at the various diseases, they call them. Bubbly skin disease, Tay-Sachs disease. And we can go on for over another 100 diseases. And every single one of those have a gene in there that creates a protein that causes the problem. And the, you know, great technical doctors and all this stuff are working on how to stop that certain protein. You cannot get rid of that unless all of the evil people are eliminated in toto. So I would hope that people would start to educate themselves by the word of God and learn that we don't have just one group of bad guys, the Jews. We got 11 other tribes out there that are evil. And until we return to his laws, being the Father in heaven, we're doomed. That's my comment, and I very much enjoyed the previous speaker. And he's the type of man I'd like to have as next door to me, living next door to me.
Super.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate your efforts over there, Deanna.
Thank you. Take care. Okay, let's take Joe in Iowa.
Hey, Deanna, could you and your guest tell people that are parents why there's so much sex going on with the little first graders and kindergartners in grade school everywhere in the United States? Why did that come about, and can you explain it to parents that I tell about it that don't even believe one word of it, and how they can get their kids out of this hellhole? They're teaching them anal sex 101 when they get into kindergarten, and it goes worse from there.
Yeah, that is... That is one of the central pillars of cultural Marxism, is to corrupt the youth with sexual deviancy, degeneracy, to send them off in these insane directions to promote any kind of deviant lifestyle so that they avoid the traditional path, which is to have a family, a nuclear family, monogamous, and to have children. Anything that deviates from that is promoted and glorified. What can I say? That's the situation we find ourselves in.
And they tell them that there's 88 genders. I think when Adam and Eve were created, there was only two, and that's all it should ever be. And it never was a subject to be debated up to even 30 years ago. Nobody in their right mind would think of anything stupid like that. It's from the pit of hell.
That's why things are incremental. If you just all of a sudden start teaching something like that, immediately there would have been all sorts of people wouldn't have put up with it, wouldn't have tolerated anything like that.
No way.
But when you teach something incrementally, then it becomes more acceptable. And the other thing that just something that our previous caller brought up, he said that there were 12 tribes. Well, actually, the 12 tribes would not include the group of people called the Khazars, which was a group of people who had absolutely no physical connection the sons of Jacob, or they had no physical connection to Palestine. They were a group of people who were given a choice of what religion they wanted to join because they had become so warlike. Their symbol was a phallic symbol. And so you have to look at the real biological background of people rather than just stick them into a tribe, one of the 12 tribes, because they didn't belong in those 12 tribes. Okay. We will move on. Did you want to stay on? Did you have another question or comments?
Yeah.
Over the break? Okay, we'll keep you on. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Brandon Martinez. I think it's very important to recognize here that if you want to know what the other side thinks, or the sides, quote unquote, then you need to read their literature. You can't just go by what you think. It's just like a good lawyer will always prepare the opposition lawyer's case. You have to know both sides. You have to look at the history and then make decisions based on knowing the history of both parties in any kind of a situation. Joe, you had another comment, or can we move on? Because we've got limited time.
Diana, say that lady that called about 15 minutes ago that said her church was going downhill because they got this new young pastor that didn't know nothing and he was deceiving everybody. I wish she'd call and relay that story again on John Stadtmiller on Monday night so I can rehear it.
If she's listening, then
it's so important that people release this information, because that's why this world is going to hell in a handbasket, because nobody knows the Bible.
Well, hopefully Donna will
do
call
what
back
it says.
On John's program. Okay, thanks, Joe. Okay, let's move on to Mayor in Wisconsin quickly.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Deanna and Brandon. Good to hear both of you. It was good to hear Rita, too. That's R-E-E-D-A. She was years ahead out in front of this, the opioids and the children and everything. She was on to this. I hadn't heard from her in a long time, probably as long as Brandon. But there at BitChute is an update, Jews expelled 1,030 times, link below. And you have to consider, every time they're expelled, they're parasites. They have to go somewhere else and pose as something else. And a lot of the conversos put up their own inquisitions so they could take property. They, you know, they learn to play the game talking about both sides. And there's always three sides, really. There's them and then every other ethnic group pitted against each other. And the word Jew, it's just shorthand. It's what they call themselves, the synagogue of Satan, those that call themselves Jews but are not. And in Acts, when they were coming after Paul, there were 40 thieves that were called Jews from Asia.
Okay, let's let Brandon respond to you. I do know a lot of Jewish people who do not have this kind of attitude. But go ahead, Brandon.
Well, I agree. I think one of the other callers was trying to nitpick about like the different tribes of Israel and what they call themselves. The fact is that we don't really need to confuse the issue. They call themselves Jews. They identify as Jews, and that's what I will call them. I don't want to use some weird biblical term that nobody knows and just confuse people, right? But go ahead, caller. You can continue your thought.
Well, Zionist, too. Zionist is a common term lately, but that's confusing, too. I think Jews is what we have to stick to. But at True News, TRUNWS, on the 12th, they interviewed Steve Bannon and Yana, his wife, she's Czech, and their experiences and where this is all leading to. This is androgyny, not just transgender, but androgyny, AI, and serpents. This is their end game. This is their God. But if you watch that, it's very interesting. See a lot of in-depth about that. And they claim there are 1,000 IQ entities behind everything, all the governments. That's why you've got to play like you're playing card tricks like Trump's doing. You know? Who are you for? You're not too sure? We'll give some here and take some there. Just like in China right now, the web is basically shut down to all them. We don't really know at all what's going on there. But Yochi Shimatsu, too, also discovered up in Madison
Let's let Brandon have the last word here. We just got about one.
I agree that the ultimate end game is to promote androgyny, is to promote some kind of bizarre. They even go so far as to push like the singularity, the mixing of humans and machines. I mean, these people are lunatics. You know, they want to destroy the human race.
Well, Brandon, thank you so very much for being on the program today. And bless your heart for having the courage that you have. Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully we can speak soon.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you, speak with you next week, and have a beautiful week.
You're cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.